Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ask it again.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb?
It seems like it's over.
I got to tell you guys, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's going to kind of cast a pall over the room. I heard he is kind of getting close to another team. It happens to be in the NFC North.
Clarify that?
No. Not any further.
All right, that was Ken Carman out of our sister station, The Fan in Cleveland, talking about Nick Chubb. And it made sense, given that the Bears may have had their eyes set on a running back higher in the NFL draft last week. I immediately went to the Bears. I don't know where your mind went, Marshall. Did you think about the Bears when he said NFC North?
I mean, I did until Robbie Triano was trying to tell me there's other teams that need a Nick Chubb-level running back, and I was like, I don't know if that's true, but I guess it could be possible. But yeah, Bears was the first thing that definitely crossed my mind because they have what I would call an incomplete running room.
Which is crazy because they have a lot of running backs. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And then we had a bit, Robbie, of a development, I would say, when it came to the Vikings piece of this in the Ken Carman, Nick Chubb, NFC North discussion. Did we not?
Yes, we did.
So I think that that's a piece of this, as we now know a little bit more about the Vikings situation and that they would likely not be in the market for Nick Chubb. So now it comes down to trying to figure out whether or not what we see with the Bears would still have him as a part of the discussion. I understand that Ken Carman clarified this a little bit recently on 92.3 The Fan. So let's listen into the latest development, at least where he sees it.
What I know, the Browns want to bring Nick Chubb back. And they are trying hard to bring Nick back. I know this. Okay? I also know the Bears, now they're going to make it public and they're going to go after him. They're beating down the door. I mean, if you got Lewis Riddick saying that, that means that somebody is telling them, hey, we want him really bad.
And so why are the Browns not doing that? Do they just not want Nick Chubb in that room? They want the rookies, the young guys to get the carries?
I wonder. Now, this is my theory. I don't know. I wonder if Nick sees the draft because the Browns have to protect themselves.
But did them taking the two rookies make it easy for Nick Chubb to go elsewhere?
It might have, but again, they have
to. So they kind of, if they really wanted Chubb, they shot themselves in the foot trying to get him.
But if they were going to bring Nick back, how long are they bringing Nick back for? I mean, these are two running backs that could play the next 4 years for you. You're hoping. Nick's a year-to-year basis now.
Mm-hmm.
After the foot injury last year, let's call it what it is. The Browns are serious about bringing him back. The Bears are very serious about bringing him in. And are trying to make this push to bring him in. It's just going to depend on what's willing to offer more. I don't think if Nick were to take the offer to Chicago, he's always going to be beloved here. I think that everybody would love him to finish his career in Cleveland, but I still don't think a year in Chicago or 2 years in Chicago is going to change how he's seen by Browns fans or even by the organization long term.
So I thought what was interesting there is they referenced the two running backs that were taken by the Browns because some people didn't wait until the seventh round. In fact, they took two running backs in the top four rounds of the draft. That's what they did in Cleveland, clearly. I mean, I know that's contrary to what people are used to around here, per se, but Quinshon Judkins with pick overall number 36 in round number two. And then in round four, they said, we'll back that up by taking Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee with the 126th pick. So you see why they're saying maybe Nick Chubb is out, because We just drafted two top four round running backs. Why do we need Nick Chubb? And that's where the sentimental strings maybe come into play with a guy that's been in Cleveland as long as he had. But the reality, which is waving over these sports talk guys as they're talking about it, Ken Carmen and friends, is that he's probably gone.
Also, there may be a little bit of sports talk host showmanship here when it comes to Ken Carmen, and I get that. But I don't blame him for thinking the obvious, which is, given what the Browns did, were you concerned that that was paving the way for something else to happen regarding their roster and that Chubb could possibly be available? So I think that that makes sense. He follows it up with the comments yesterday regarding whether or not Chubb would end up staying with the team. And I feel like all of that collectively was valid here. So you find out him saying the Browns are serious about bringing him back is one thing. But then the Bears are very serious about bringing him in and try to make this push. Again, I go back to the whole conversation. I know that it's lying season in the NFL ahead of the draft. What was the counterpunch when you decided you weren't going to go for Ashton Jeanty and then perhaps your favorite running back, I'm guessing it was Quinshon Judkins, comes off the board, or Amarion Hampton?
Or Travion Henderson. There's so many you could name, right? This is the point. There's so many that you could name as far as a plan B or C or D or E. And we get almost through the, I think we're in the T or the S area when they actually did pick a running back. When you talk about plans A, B, C.
Seventh round? Thinking that's like X.
Oh, no, I'm just going on.
W.
Well, I'm saying there's 26 letters of the alphabet. We know he was the 21st or 22nd running back picked. That's, you're getting deep into the alphabet, as you're saying. So I think the thing is, when you're the Browns, from their vantage point, we just drafted two running backs. If Nick Chubb comes back, it's probably on a one-year. I mean, it is on. It's going to be on a one-year deal. It's going to be on a one-year deal.
What makes you say that?
Because of the previous deal was a one-year deal. He's coming off injury. The injuries are out there for people to see. The durability has not been a factor. How old is he as a running back? All those things add up to, it's probably time for us to move on and bring in our next crop of running backs. Remember, don't let them treat you like a running back. Make them treat you like a quarterback. But here we're actually talking about running backs.
Your analogy on that one was also fairly out of pocket once it developed.
What do you mean?
It was just a really bad mental picture.
the tread on the tires run off. If somebody treats you like a running back, they're going to get what they can get out of you and move on to the next running back.
Yes, I knew what you meant.
And then,
but then
quarterback,
it just got worse.
Quarterback is, that's long term. Like, I see you for life. We're going to build a statue of you out front in the front yard.
So after the initial discussion with Ken Carmen, who's plugged in Cleveland, this got everybody thinking, frankly, wish casting, trying to figure out where he would fit. Would it be the Vikings, for example? Would it be the Bears? We get some acknowledgement there. I think it's also just easy to say the Bears want a running back. Like, it's an easy thing to just say and kind of project, given that you know what the Ben Johnson offense looks like. You know the Bears offense is going to look somewhat like it based on the draft. So a lot of people were able to chime in on this. That includes Lewis Riddick, who gives this some thought.
Look, with Ben Johnson now, with the kind of weaponry that he has at his disposal to really, you know, allow, you know, Caleb Williams to use, I think really it comes down to play design and then play sequencing. And I think that's where really you're going to see Caleb Williams really benefit, because look, there was many times last year under Shane Waldron that you wound up like watching the tape and going, look, these wide receivers don't have very good spacing. I don't understand why that play call on second down followed the play call that they had on first down. That's Ben Johnson's specialty. And look, RC talked about the fact that, you know, they want to protect Caleb Williams first and foremost. Well, how do you protect him? By running the football, setting up play action, have a real credible running threat. Right, so they rebuilt the interior three of their offensive line. That should be able to get some movement at the point of attack. I said earlier today, Nick Chubb needs to go ahead right now and be beating down the door of the Chicago Bears and saying, hey, look, I want to run behind this offensive line. I want to be a part of this. And Caleb Williams should be going, yeah, Nick, come play for us. Because think about this. Think about some of the people that we have on the perimeter now as far as us being able to stretch the field, attack every blade of grass. Not every team can just load the box and play eight-man fronts. So there's going to be space for anyone. And who's better at calling plays, depending upon how defenses are trying to play his offense, than Ben Johnson? So Caleb Williams, look, in year two right now, the sky's the limit for this young man. The sky's the limit. I think personally, the conversation RC is going to quickly turn to how much, you know, him and Jaden Daniels. Now it's going to be, I think it's going to be a conversation where they're going to be talked about together in unison again, because Caleb has so much more at his disposal now.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I would argue he has more at his disposal, just weapons-wise, than Jaden Daniels does in D.C. right now.
I think the issue is the way that the established weapon usage happened last season is what overrides it. You know, we talked about the weapons Caleb Williams had last year, and unfortunately, it wasn't fully utilized. His talent wasn't fully utilized. Their talent wasn't fully utilized. The whole thing wasn't great. But when you consider how everybody was proven to be playing at their strengths in DC, you know, that's what makes this difficult. Regardless, it's a fantastic discussion. You want to get in on something special? You know what this guy can do offense-wise? You know that everybody gets theirs? Let's go. That's a fantastic way to pitch anything to a potential free agent. The tail is in the tape. You know the people involved. You know what stands in front of you as far as who this team could be. But it still remains to be seen. If the Bears could somehow get enough money for him and still have what they need to work under the cap, does Joe Tooney factor in this? Because Ryan Poles did talk about extending him being a priority. There's a lot of question marks when it comes to trying to get an established, legitimate playmaker, even if he is injured, on this team at this juncture in time.
I think the salary piece is important. But I think that is something that they should be able to work around if they're looking at a situation where we need another running back in here. Chubb fits the bill for me just because of the experience, his ability to do the things that Ben Johnson would require, also the contrasting nature of his game to, say, DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and you want the shake and bake.
I still don't know how Roschon Johnson fits into this.
The hope for Roschon Johnson has to be somewhere close to what you expect out of the production in order to have a realistic picture of how that running game is going to look. And that's where the disconnect is for me. The prove it yards aren't there yet. You got rid of Herbert, hoping that that would be the case. But with a dysfunctional offense in the way we saw it, I don't know how much of it is offense. Like with Cole Kmet, I have an idea that his production last year is indicative of a poor offense, not him. But with Roschon, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. One person who weighed in is, of course, Brad Biggs. He had a mailbag. And the top question, fair from Chi-Town Drew 23, was, are the Bears in on Nick Chubb or J.K. Dobbins? Thank you, Chi-Town. We wanted to know this as well. And he says, Chubb turns 30 in December. He's been a high-volume player with 1,340 NFL carries. Brad Biggs says his best days are behind him, and because of his age and the severity of the knee injury, I'm not sure he's the fit the Bears would be seeking if they're in the market for a running back. Dobbins, who is 3 years younger than Chubb, would make more sense. He's had health issues too, with two knee injuries and an Achilles injury, limiting him to 9 games over 3 seasons from 2021 to 2023. However, he played in 13 games for the Chargers last season and carried 195 times for 905 yards. That's a 4.6 average with 9 touchdowns. He's also more versatile out of the backfield than Chubb. And when you consider what Ben Johnson has prioritized and how he talks about over and over again making the same things look different and different things look the same, I think that does factor in bigger than maybe we're realizing when it comes to how the Bears offense is going to look.
In this world of supply and demand, and in this world of the reality of where running backs sit on the premium position ladder, if you will, I think both Dobbins and Chubb would want to play for the Bears because it's Ben Johnson ultimately, and the offensive line has been revamped and then some, and there are receivers and other weapons that can make you be as effective as you want to be anytime you do touch the ball. And I think that's a reason why the Bears should have their pick of the proverbial litter, because I'm looking around saying, who else is demanding the services of either of these guys?
I think the problem is any NFL team who sees what happened with Saquon and Derrick Henry last year and realizes that running back is more valuable and didn't get who they wanted running back-wise in the draft.
I don't think either of these running backs are on the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley level. And not to say they're not good running backs, but I'm saying it falls off to a point. It's kind of like what we saw in the draft, right? Where we knew there was that top tier of Ashton Gentry, and you could argue Amarion Hampton, right?
Right.
And then after that, there's a whole tier of guys who can get the job done who maybe aren't as good as those two, but are more than adequate. Of course, the Bears didn't select from that particular tier.
No, the problem was other NFL teams needed them too.
Yeah.
And when your quarterbacks are struggling, and we talked a lot about question marks at quarterbacks across the league, and that is a fair statement, the best thing you can do is have a solid running game. So there's always, to me, value to have a quality running back. You know, Chubb did have injuries. We've talked a lot about the knee. Brad Biggs brings up the broken foot appropriately as well. That was not as of a concern to me as it is to somebody else.
None of that was a concern to me because I saw the videos of him working out. Like, the foot looks fine right now.
I mean, that is what you do in physical therapy. You're testing for explosive strength and the land and the load on the joints of the foot, for example. And you don't do that unless you've been cleared.
So that's what I'm saying is, even, what did you say, Layla? You said you want some Nick Chubb more than none Nick Chubb, right?
That's how I feel.
And we tried to establish
take what I can get.
We tried to establish what would be the minimum that you'd be like, I'm still good with the signing, even if he only plays blank number of games.
We said 13, right? Like 4 games he misses and you're still happy with the transaction?
Right.
And that's regular season.
And as I said before,
you hear what I did there?
Yeah, he's not going to be a workhorse in this offense. We know there's touches that are going to be distributed around, whether it's the passing game, whether it's the DeAndre Swift running portion, could be the Roschon Johnson running portion of this. I'll say Ian Wheeler, just because.
Yeah, he got injured. Why not?
And so we just need a better idea of what they actually want. And the beautiful thing is we should have answers on this sooner rather than later.
Yeah, of course we will. I think, though, just like what happened with the Bears in the draft.
Oh, don't do that.
No, that's the whole point. It's who's first and who's the most aggressive.
Don't be last. How about that?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Just, well, that too. Depends on what they want. I don't know what their free agent big board looks like.
I think it has more to do with the money. When Ryan Poles says to Lou Kanellis at the owners' meetings, free agency is basically over. That indicates to me that he thinks the free agency is basically over.
He said that
over.
Before the draft, though, and before they didn't get maybe a higher quality running back than they thought they would get in the draft.
But he also talked about how he wanted to use free agency for need and then draft the best players available. He did that, too. He's been telling you what he's been doing.
There's no way they thought going into the draft that they'd end up with a 7th round running back. Now, they didn't chase, which is their prerogative, but there's just no way they went in thinking, we're going to draft our next running back taken in the draft will be in the 7th round.
They still took some risks. They may have snuck out of the 3rd round, and I saw what you did there. But you still took some risks in round 4 through 7. You still did. This segment was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.